League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Strange.
You improved.
Sometimes unattractive. Raven tries stuff so you don't have to.
He improved. Improved.
Star 99.9.
That's right. We try to be as helpful as possible here at Star 99.9. So we're going to make Raven try all the new trending stuff that you don't really want to because it looks weird and it's expensive, you know?
Yeah, some of this stuff is food. Some of this is going to be like, you know, new products, that type of thing throughout time. I'll be the guinea pig as long as it won't make me regurgitate.
Okay, so today what we have is fiddleheads. If you haven't heard about fiddleheads yet, they're basically the new it vegetable that's replacing kale, which is weird that we're obsessed with it vegetables, but you know, whatever. It's cool. Now, these fiddleheads, if you haven't seen them yet at the grocery store, they're considered a leaf vegetable. They look like a scroll, like literally like a
you
round
know what it looks
scroll.
Like? It looks like an old fossil, like a shell that gets stuck in shale.
Oh.
Except it's green.
Yes.
And they're very fragrant.
Yeah, they smell. Maybe,
do they look better when they're first made? Because when they're reheated, they're not all that attractive.
No, they look exactly the same, actually.
You know what it also looks like?
What?
An alien, the embryo in Aliens, when it goes in the belly, and then it's waiting to burst through your chest.
It's high in iron and fiber.
Well, I really hope so, because... Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing.
All right.
I didn't know how to cook these, so I Googled it last night.
Okay.
And it basically said to boil or steam them to reduce the bitterness.
Which did you do?
So I boiled them.
You know I'm not a fan of things that are boiled. We've already had this discussion over hot dogs.
What?
You know that I'm not.
I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't know what else to do. So I boiled them, and I put a little oil and salt, and you're going to try them.
Maybe pan fry next time.
All right,
all right, here we go.
I just want you to know, though, but when I boiled them, it turned the water the grossest color brown.
Oh, great. Great.
High fiber.
They don't look all that clean. And, I mean, they look like they might have been a little bit pan fried, yet you just told me you boiled them. So why are they brown at all?
I don't know.
Here we go. Oh, it's weird.
Is it weird? What's the texture like?
It's like eating a round string bean. It's better after you get a couple bites in.
Mm.
Or that could be the pound of salt I just put on it.
I put a pound of salt. You put more?
Yeah, I put more.
Well, I guess it's the only way to make it.
When you first bite
edible.
Into it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Right now, Raven is trying fiddleheads. Fiddleheads are the new it vegetable of 2018, replacing kale.
I don't know. When you bite into it, it's kind of, there's something that's not.
They're weird. They're weird tasty. Looking. It's weird.
But then it gets tasty.
Does it?
Like a string bean. I mean, it's not like crazy tasty. Like, if you're into string beans, then you might be into fiddleheads. But if you're not, chances are you're not going to be. But that first bite is kind
of... It can't be that bad. You've had like 20 of them so far in the last 30 seconds.
No, but I'm trying to identify the first bite, and it's somewhere between gym socks and a moldy towel.
But is it worth it for the fiber and iron they provide?
I don't know, man. I mean, I'd have to see the charts. It better be a lot of it.
I have a feeling you're going to spend a lot of this morning in the toilet.
I'm really trying to identify this first taste. It might be the top of a sewer grate.
Okay. Uh-huh. On that note, we're going to put a picture of these if you haven't seen them yet, because they are really cool looking on our Instagram. Search Anna and Raven. Raven, try stuff so you don't have to. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, you know, give me a half hour. Let's see how it goes over with the bod.
Okay.
And Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.